life is a roller coaster. 20 to 9. BBC Sheffield Saturday Breakfast with Steve Now. If you're thinking of setting up your own business but don't know where to go for advice, then there's an enterprise show taking place at Meadowhall this weekend. Amongst the speakers at the event are Michael Lord and Gemma Baldan, who set up their own website business. They join me in the studio now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, tell us a little bit about your business then and how you set yours up.
Okay, well, my name is Michael. I'm the founder of Fruly, which is a marketplace to help you discover and buy from the best independent businesses. The background really was that I was trying to buy a Christmas present for Gemma, a partner who actually works with me as well, and I was getting some earrings for her last Christmas. I ended up buying them from Amazon, from a warehouse in London, and we actually live in town, and walking around town I noticed lots and lots of independent jewellers, which I didn't even know existed. Mm. And it dawned on me that actually these were fantastic people who do really good services, and I didn't even know they were there. So it just came across me that I thought, well, let's put something together that can help you discover these things, because I want to support the local area. I've lived here all my life, and it's actually a better value most of the time. So Fruly is the place to do that, really.
So this is kind of like a local Amazon, if you like, things that you want to buy, but it supports all local businesses.
Absolutely. We want to shine a light on the best local independent businesses and get them seen, really, by customers, you know, because if you don't know they exist, you're never going to buy from them. So
how successful has the website been?
Brilliant up to now. I mean, we're due to launch on early May, so next couple of weeks.
So it's not online yet then?
Yeah, it's fully online.
Right.
We're launched with we've got 80 businesses so far, but we're having a very slow release just because we're trying to get rid of all the sort of lessons that we're going to learn. We're intending to have 10,000 businesses by this time next year. Spent £1 million developing so far, and there's 20 staff, so it's quite an exciting proposition.
You've got 20 staff working for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's really been going from some of the support we've had from around Sheffield. We've had loads of support from sort of these business links and so on, and that's really helped us go from nothing to 20 staff in about 8 months so far.
That's amazing. How do you make your money then? Do you get a percentage from the shops and businesses that you support?
Well, the platform is free, so we give out free websites to small businesses, independent businesses, retailers, and with that they also get a free online shop as well. Where we make our money is by taking commission if they sell something, but the great thing is if they don't sell anything online then we don't get paid, so it's up to us to really make that marketplace work for the businesses.
And what kind of businesses are you supporting at the moment? What have you got?
We've got a mixture at the moment. We've got a lot of independent jewellery designers, artists, fashion designers. We've got restaurants on there.
Charities.
A lot of charities. We've got cafes that do hampers, outside catering. So a complete mixture, really.
We've actually just had an agreement with Myersgrove School where we're putting all the children's artwork online for parents to buy. We don't take any commissions from that. We're just doing that because actually I think it's a really positive thing for the kids to get the inspiration for, and we're going to roll that out across the region as well.
So we've just launched with Sheffield Steelers also, which is great, so we're going to be selling tickets online for them, and we're meeting with Sheffield Wednesday next week. So
brilliant. This is great. So what are you going to be doing at the event then that's taking place at Meadowhall?
We're giving a bit of a talk about, I suppose, where we came from and the lessons that we've learnt so far. Because obviously launching a business is quite a scary proposition. It's very scary at times. Mm. And the most important thing we've found is getting the team and getting the really good people you can rely on, and focusing on the customers and making sure the idea is what they want. And sometimes I think one of the problems we've had, and it's why it's taken 2 years, is we've got wrapped up in technology. So we're just going to talk about the lessons we've learnt and the support that we've had to try and sort of guide us down our path.
And how helpful have these people been in helping you set up your business?
We've been really fortunate, haven't we? When Michael spent a lot of time with Sheffield Hallam University initially, and they incubated the business, which was great, and they gave us a platform to grow from. Yeah,
wow.
All for free. We've had loads of help from Business Link and Creative Sheffield and Big, and there is so much help out there. You know, if you keep your eyes open and you want to take the help on board, there is so much. And this event on Sunday and on Saturday, you know, really will open the doors for people, I think.
So you don't have to be a successful business person to be able to start your own business. You might have a great idea.
Not at all.
That's as much as you've got. You haven't got any experience, but this is where these people come in and help.
There's lots and lots of rich people out there who are getting no interest from the banks, and they're looking for investments. If you've got a good idea and you're very committed, and you've got a good team, money will find you.
Yeah.
We found our investment from that sort of attitude, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of networking events, and that's the beauty of a recession, really. Everyone